It's the Community Spotlight. During the Thanksgiving season, when food can be a big priority, we're hearing from the Department of Agri-Economics and Agri-Business at the U of A. Students there recently completed oral food history projects. Today we hear from Katie Gardner, Past to Present Food.
The scene is set in World War II era rural Oklahoma. My granddad, the lone boy with three sisters, worked on the family cattle ranch when he wasn't at school. He was and still is tall and skinny, with freckles on his nose from the sun. This upbringing molded his hardworking and loyal values. "We were survivors," he said. "Everyone just provided for themselves." When asked about the kinds of food he grew up eating and where they came from, the answer in both cases circles back to something homemade or homegrown the majority of the time. Canning vegetables, preparing their own meats, and working for the food on the table was their normal. "Though I can always count on a home-cooked meal when I visit my mommy and granddad's house. The green beans aren't grown in their backyard, and the roast beef wasn't raised or slaughtered by them." He could have never imagined what technology would do to the way we produce, purchase, and consume food, or the overall way of life. Being able to not have to worry about the preparations that go into a meal like they did, and now having virtually any fruit or vegetable they would like at their fingertips, even pre-canned, and microwavable frozen meats with phrases on labeling that no one would have ever even dreamed of caring about. In Northwest Arkansas, it's hard to imagine life without a Walmart less than a 5-mile radius away everywhere you go. We also have a hard time thinking about what we would do if it were not for the near instant gratification of Amazon and other means of online shopping that belong to us in just one click, and then appear at our homes shortly after. Through all these changes, one thing has remained constant and without a change in decades. My granddad's favorite food, ice cream. Sure, he enjoys steak, chicken, and mashed potatoes, but ice cream has the most special place in his heart, with both memories from his childhood and now mine attached. He has instilled this love in me and my three siblings as well by never having an empty freezer and always offering us to make us a malt when we stop by. I can't remember the last time I went to their house and this offer was not on the table, even if I'm just there for a few minutes.
UA Agri student Katie Gardner reading from her oral food history, Past to Present Food. We'll hear more of these oral histories through next week. The Community Spotlight on KUAF. Local matters.